One afternoon in the video store, the clock rang out for lunch. The owner, Dave, craved Taco Bell and a cheesy gordita crunch. Meanwhile, low to the waist, a Morton Hoof sat alone in his room. And Morton Hoof had Bell to sell, but he craved the power of cartoons. Dave and Hoof agreed to sell Bells for tunes and tunes for Bell. Saturday morning apocalypse. Saturday morning apocalypse.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Saturday Morning Apocalypse. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Ruler of the Wasteland and Patron of the Animated Arts and Wuzzle Defender, Morton Hoof.
I'm bringing back Wuzzles one more time.
And this time, this is the second of our Wuzzle double feature here in Saturday Morning Apocalypse, with the final episode of the Wuzzles ever, episode 13, What's in the Crate? A.K.A. What's up, Stocks? And we'll get into that crate a little bit as we talk about the episode. But Hoof, as the resident Wuzzles fan of the Wasteland, why don't you break down episode 13, What's Up, Stocks?
So here we got a really exciting episode that touches on really relevant subjects like greed and working and all that stuff, that good labor stuff. But here we got an episode where the happy holiday autumn fun,
the fall fun time festival,
fall fun time festival is in town, and I guess the Wuzzles want to go, but they want to go in style, so they need costumes. And so they go to the store to get the costumes, and lo and behold, they realize that they need something to get the costumes. They can't just take them from the store. They have to pay for them. So they reach into their pockets and they find nothing. And so they
or in have some to cases reach into their like fucking sacks, like their body sacks.
So if you do happen to be a kangaroo elephant mix and you would reach into your pouch as you do, and you still find no money. So you have to book it. So you travel
only
with
fluids.
You travel with your friends, kind of try to figure out how to get these costumes because, you know, you want to go to the festival. So they're walking along the sidewalk of Wuz, kind of down in the dumps. They don't have money. They need to figure out how to have money. So they do try. They go on their efforts. Two characters, the two female characters, Butterbear and Hoppo, they decide to do a bake sale, and the three male characters, Bumble Lion, Rainoki, and Ellaru, they have a garage sale. They try to make money, but they both end up failing. And then a new neighbor moves in. His name is Tycoon, and I
brilliant. Now that's a mix-up I enjoy. Tycoon, yeah.
Tiger and raccoon, and his goal in life is to be a zillionaire. And how is he going to become a zillionaire? He has a money tree.
A literal money tree.
Yes, a literal money tree. There's no analogy going on here. It's just a tree that grows money. That's not all. So Tycoon ends up having a seed for another money tree. He haggles with the Wuzzles and they end up getting the seed for the money tree. They plant it, but they have to figure out how to divide the money. So they end up taking turns, or they're supposed to take turns on a daily basis of who can pick money from the tree and go spend it. But emergencies come up, as they do for all the Wuzzle characters, and they all end up taking money the same day, and they end up emptying the tree of all its money, and the tree dies.
They prickle it to death.
They pruned it too much, Dave.
Yes.
So then it keeps going. So they go back to Tycoon. They try to get their stuff back that they haggled for because they think they got ripped off. But Tycoon is smart. He's a businessman. He uncovers the truth, and he shows them that the reason that the tree is dead is because they all picked their money. They got too greedy.
They're all greedy assholes.
Yeah, he says, oh, you guys got too greedy. So then the last the arc of this episode, is there's another character introduced. I guess he was in another episode, but I didn't watch it. But his name is Croc, and he's like a thief. And he steals Tycoon's money tree. And then he moves into this rich house next door or whatever. And then
on Easy Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on Easy Street.
That, I, you know what? I thought that was genuinely clever. I liked that moment.
Yeah, that was funny. Very clever. And then finally, so he stole Tycoon's money tree. And then it's the episode ends with Tycoon and his new gang of Wuzzles are trying to get the money tree back. And that's the episode.
The Ocean's 11 of the Wuzzles.
Yeah, with stocks and everything.
Just a lot going on in this episode. Again, like this is almost like the narrator or the animators like fighting back against greedy Disney. You know what I mean? Like we're going to address the greediness of Disney in this episode. Money just doesn't grow on trees, Disney. You
know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just like, but what struck me about this episode, other than the fact that this is essentially uncut gems via the Wuzzles, we are basically treated to like, we get to see each of these other characters like vices and we dig deeper into the fucking dark side of these characters that I've grown to hate so much. Where the hell is Musil in this episode? Are the savior from the previous one, Musil? Like, he's nowhere to be seen. And it's because this entire episode, there's not a hint of goodness. It's all just these asshole characters. Like, the worst one of all is Hoppo. She is like a junkie. She's greedy. Like, at one point, like, if they didn't all have the idea of just like, or if they weren't presented with this money tree thing, I legitimately believe that Hoppo would have just like killed Pack Cat, the owner of the store, and just stole that shit. I guarantee it, because like all we see of this episode is like she's like this glutton. She's like, oh well, I don't have money, so I'll make like a bake sale so I can get some money and buy like the dress I want, the Tinkerbell costume. And instead of selling the stuff, she just eats it all. She gorges on it. She has like shit all. She has like pie shit all over her body, and she just looks like this junkie, and she has like a greed problem, and just like. My hatred for these characters is growing exponentially.
It's so funny because Hoppo, there's one thing specifically that they do in this episode that is so funny and so twisted to me. when Tycoon says, okay, bring all your stuff and then we'll trade the money tree seed for all your stuff or whatever. And so each Wuzzle goes back to their respective houses and looks for all their stuff that they could trade. So Hoppo goes back to her house, and all she has are pictures and posters and framed artwork of herself in her house.
So not only is she like a crazy junkie, like greed monster, she's also narcissistic as hell.
Yeah. So it's revealed in another episode that she's like a singer or an actor. Or that's what she wants to be. So she's really narcissistic. But this, they never showed this before. And I was like dying when they go to her house and she's like, oh, should I give him a picture of myself or a poster of myself? And the whole wall is just pictures of her. It's insane.
Again, my hatred for these characters, especially Hoppo, grows exponentially.
I thought it was so funny when she ate all the pies.
So, dude, when that happened, I was just like, fuck these Wuzzles, man. Like if Musil would, you know what, honestly, if this is the Uncut Gems episode, like Musil would somehow end up getting like shot in the head or something by the end of the episode. Like he's the one good guy. He tries to do the right thing. And he somehow, like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I see this episode going another way. Like the money tree falls through and all the Wuzzles decide to like just rob Pack Cat blind. And Musil is the one guy who speaks up and somehow he ends up getting his head blown off as a result. That's how I see this episode going.
Moose is just laying in a pile of his own blood. Oh, yeah, I can see
and then
that.
And then we have a cutaway to all the characters like staring agape, like
I can see
as the blood pool just like just gross.
See, Pack Cat teaming up with Croc, and then they're the ones who are stealing back from the Wuzzles.
And yes.
They lock him in their in Pack Cat's store. He's like, "Are you having fun now?"
That kind of reminds me. I mentioned before what's in the crate. The crate was the money tree, right?
Am I remembering that right? Let's talk about that a little bit, because that part is really funny too. Because so the Wuzzles, when they're walking down the sidewalk, when they're all bummed out, they see a moving truck into this mansion. And they're like, oh, someone's moving in. And so they all huddle around this hole in the fence, and they're all like sneaking in or like just trying to peek in. It's kind of funny. And Tycoon comes up, walks behind them, and that's how he introduces himself. But he clearly sees them all like snooping and looking in this hole, and they stay there all
night.
I'm
going to fuck with these Wuzzles right now.
So they see this crate, but it's not open yet, and they all stick around, and it shows them go from daytime to nighttime just waiting. And then this is the funniest part. Like, Tycoon comes out of his house at night, so it's, I don't know, midnight or 7 o'clock or whatever, it's nighttime. He comes out and he's like being all sneaky, right? He's trying to like open it up really like stealthily, like so nobody sees, but he clearly knows that the Wuzzles are spying. And then he opens up the crate, he pulls out the money tree, and then he's like, what are you guys doing here?
It almost seemed like he was setting up something, like he was intentionally setting them up, like this money tree was going to, like, I thought that was going to be the lesson, like, that the money tree wasn't real or something And then he was going to give some, you know, say something like, money doesn't grow on trees, guys, or, you know, some lesson was to be had at the end. But ultimately, all that happens is, like, they all find out they're greedy assholes and they have to live with it.
And then another funny thing about the money tree and like the secretive thing is that Tycoon just ends up planting it in front of his yard, like where everybody can see it. So I don't, it was so like so weird that he's being all secret about this money tree, and then he just puts it in his yard where like clearly Croc steals it. So it's just like, what are you doing, Tycoon? But
well, it was just, yeah, it's so weird because like I didn't really understand what the problem was. The way it was presented was unusual because they say, like, if you pick too much money from it, like, if you prune it too much, it'll die. But, like, when the Wuzzles, like, they come up with this solution. It's like, all right, well, we'll take turns, you know, like, picking from it. Like, I'll pick from it this day, pick from it the next day, and so forth. And there's five of them. But the weird thing is, the first person who selects the money, like, he only grabs like two bills from the tree. There are a lot of bills on the tree, more than enough to cover all five of them. So conceivably, I can't talk right now. Conceivably, they would all be able to pick from the tree, and there would still be money left. Like, I honestly think they were just picking more money than they needed. Like, they weren't just buying the costumes; they were buying drugs. They were buying Wuzzle drugs in addition to their costumes. That's why they picked it dry. If they had just picked enough for the costume, it would have been fine. We wouldn't have gotten into this whole mess. But no, they're greedy assholes.
Okay, so there's a there's a quote from Eleru that I love, and he says verbatim,
"Nothing I'd rather do than spend my day spending money."
Exactly. These people are ass. These Wuzzles are assholes. Like, I hate them, man. Like, I was praying for their destruction. Like, my favorite character in this episode, actually, he's kind of like the innocent, I think, in this episode is the character of Pack Cat, like the guy running the store.
Oh,
like,
the shopkeeper.
Honestly, like, I was praying for him to like squander these idiots dry. Like, there's a lot that like. They say, like, on sale today only. I'm thinking to myself, oh, Pat Cat, you clever man. You clever cat.
Yeah,
like,
he knew that they got the money tree.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'm going to, like, just fucking wring these idiots dry. I was rooting for Pat Cat in this episode.
So you bring me to an interesting point. I was hoping I'd be able to make it sometime in this episode. But
if you play with it, you pay for it.
But you bring up business savvy. So Pat Cat is savvy. He puts up a sale when he knows that that some of the Wuzzles have extra money or whatever. And then you also have Tycoon, who's clearly also rich but also not killing his money tree, right? So is there something going on here about being responsible with your money? That, like, so I guess what I'm getting at is that I think that it would be easy for a kid's show to just be like, oh, money is bad and money makes greed. But there are clearly at least Tycoon for sure. And then if we go with the story with Pat Cat, which I like, then there's two characters that are also like involved with money or whatever, but they're living fine. Like, so I think that there's something to be said here about just like responsibility. And that's what the Wuzzles are not. Like, they're just, they're not responsible. They're greedy, like you said. And I love
And they're
that.
Violent. Like, they flat out, when they find out that the money tree is done for, they flat out kick down Tycoon's door.
Oh, yeah.
They kick it down and he falls to the ground like, ah! It's like, you monsters!
They just break into his house, essentially. Like, we
they
want,
break
we want
in,
our
yeah.
stuff. Give our stuff back.
You gave us a bum tree! Yeah, we want our stuff back!
And it's like, there's not even any, like, friendship amongst them. It's like we said in the previous episode, they're just throwing fat jokes galore at Hoppo. Like, this is the line that really got to me in this episode, where I was just like, oh my god, these Wuzzles are monsters. I think it's the monkey rat or the monkey rhino
Rhinoki.
Guy. What's his name? Rhinoki. He says,
"Yeah, Hopple's right. She knows a fat chance when she sees one."
God, not only are they monsters, but they're fat shamers. They're fucking fat shamers.
Dude, it is relentless. And
yeah,
every episode has at least like 5 fat jokes for Hoppo. It's so sad. I'm like, oh my god, Hoppo.
Another pie, fatty. It's just like, what? And so, I mean, I don't think they say that in the show, but they all thought it.
Yeah. We knew it.
We knew it.
But it's funny because then, so I think you can tie this atmosphere of fat shaming to her unhealthy narcissism. Like, she's trying to cope. Mm. So she's a victim too.
There's so many layers with the Wuzzles. It's unreal.
So last episode, you were about justice for Musou, and I'm totally on board for that because, you know, Musou, his friends...
Musou was too pure for this episode.
Musou was pure. But there's another pure character, and it's not surprising that she's kind of forgotten by you because she's so pure that she just doesn't have a chance in this world of was and greed. And that's Butterbear, the yellow bear. All she does is plant the tree, and she's the one who has the tree is at her house, apparently, her greenhouse, and she doesn't take a single dollar. And she's the one
who's right.
She's constantly being like, oh, we went from friends in need to friends in greed.
She also is the one who delivered in the previous episode that we watched, delivered a pie to Musou.
Yep. So I just want to give a shout out to Butterbear because, you know, justice for Musou, but also, you know, respect for Butterbear because she, in all the episodes I watched through and through, she's pure and she's the best. So shout
maybe,
out to
maybe
Butterbear.
I had it wrong. Maybe like the Uncut Gems alternate trajectory of this episode is Butterbear like dying, like her head getting blown off. <You know? laughs> She was too pure for this world.
Butterbear would be the one who goes to the casino and bets all the money, and she would be being followed, and then she would have to hang out with the pervy old rich guy.
Oh god, out of my way, you feathered freaks.
One joke, so there's 2 other jokes I really like in this episode. I think that there were 2 funny episodes that I think I saw, but there was a good joke in this episode where, so when Croc steals the money tree, they're trying to figure out a way to get the tree back. So Bumblewine has this weird idea of finding fake oil in Croc's yard, and then I guess he's just hoping he'll destroy his own property and then he'll be sad that he's rich. I don't know. The plan is not very well thought out. And even the Wuzzles seem to think that this is not a very good plan. But anyway.
Yeah, well, because they didn't anticipate Croc immediately pulling out like an oil drilling rig and stuff. He just pulls it out immediately.
Yeah, he gets it immediately. And so he starts drilling on his property for oil. But what is he? So it's not an oil well, Dave. It's an ink well.
An ink well, yes.
Yeah, ink starts spurting everywhere, and so they got the inkwell, and then so that plan fails, I guess, because I mean I don't know, it just fails. But then they have another plan to play the stock market. But what are stocks and was? They are storks and oxes, and I guess that stocks are up if they're flying, and stocks are down if they go down. And so somehow Tycoon tricks Croc into making a bad bet on the stocks market, and the stocks go down, and then they still can't get the tree from him. And so then they just go into violence and they start fighting over the tree.
Yeah, exactly. Which is where you see this story going. Like, and that was another thing. Like, again, if we're talking, if we're making the R-rated alternate cut of this episode, like, I imagined them throwing all that hay like on Croc's body, and then the stalks come down and literally just eat him alive. Like, I, like that's where my mind went in that moment. Like, oh, this could have gotten really gnarly.
Yeah, because it shows them eat the money. They could have ate. They could have eat the croc. They could have eat anything. Yeah, if those stalks were more vicious, we could have got an ugly scene.
Oh, that would have been really cool if they ate all his money too. Oh, God, it's so cool. Not only did they eat him, but they ate his money as well. Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, Croc has a line about money. So their greed is all about this episode is all about greed, right? So Croc has an episode a line. He says, "Money's like my appetite. I can never have enough."
He's literally like made of money. He's a crocodile, right? There's a moment like when he like reaches into his chest, like his chest somehow opens up and he pulls out money. It's like, or he pulls something. I can't remember. Was it money?
Yeah.
Yeah. He pulls money out of his chest. It's like, again, like getting back to what I mentioned in the last episode with the stoners, this is the moment when the stoners like fly back in their seats, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, again, I was sober watching this show, and like when he's just reached into his chest and pulled out money, I was like, what is this show doing? What the fuck is happening right now? Are there no rules to this universe?
Yeah, so that's funny because like it's same thing would happen with the elephant kangaroo character. Like, he's just pulling out all this junk in his pouch. It's just like a bag of holding, just infinite stuff in his pouch.
Well, that I don't mind as much because like it's like, okay, it's a kangaroo hybrid creature. Kangaroos have shit in their pouch. That at least makes sense within the world. But this is a crocodile whose bare chest is visible that he just reaches into somehow and pulls shit out. That was mind-boggling. I was like, what is happening in this show right now?
Yeah, the animators are like, it's the last episode, fuck it.
Yeah. Exactly, they're like, but maybe they just, in that moment, as they were animating everything, maybe he was supposed to have, like, a pouch or something that he had on him, or who knows.
Maybe
it's
underneath his scales.
I don't know. I don't buy that. I think the real reason is, like, this is the last episode, they ran out of money, and they're just like, ah, fuck it, we'll just reach into his stomach somehow and pull his fucking money out.
Just going to the fourth dimension. It's
one. You mentioned in the G.I. Joe episodes, this oftentimes, like, the consistency isn't there. Like, they fuck up. Oh, yeah. Like, from one moment, like, a gun is red, and then the next moment it's blue or some shit. Like, I feel the same thing is happening here. Like, they could have animated, like, a backpack on him or a wallet or whatever, but they didn't do it. They were lazy, and they had an appointment with their psychiatrist at 2 p.m. that day. They had to meet it, so it's like, you know, let's just fucking reach into his stomach and pull it out.
It's the team of animators. They're all fighting. They're like, no, he needs to have a backpack. No, he needs to have a satchel. No, he needs to have a piggy bank. And they're like, fuck it, we'll just have him pull it out of his skin.
This is the last episode. We're talking, this whole series seems to be built upon like being forced to do this shit, possibly being under the influence of drugs, and they all have serious emotional problems that they're dealing with. Like, it's just like, again, I honestly, maybe at some point in the future, we need to tackle all of these episodes. I want a clear trajectory of where this show started. And I know how it ended with greed, but I want to see how it started and see what trajectory it took.
I didn't watch the first episode, so I don't know. It might be a good idea to go back and watch it. But yeah, the characters are kind of, they're for sure all messed up to Hoppo. I kind of feel bad for Hoppo by the end of this episode. Like, yeah, she for sure, she's greedy, for sure she's a glutton, she ate all the pies,
narcissistic as hell.
Yeah, narcissistic. But I can't help but feel that she has been pushed in that direction by her quote-unquote friends.
You want the Hoppo prequel?
Yeah, I do. I think I could. I want the backstory for Hoppo, because you know, she wasn't always like that. I have to hope.
She probably like came up like in one of those I bet you her mother forced her into beauty competitions and shit like that. That's where this whole narcissism thing started. Like, I could see how she got to this point in her life.
Another thing that happens in this episode that is related to another episode was there's another episode where it's about money and greed also. But in that episode, Ryunoki has money. Like they clearly say, oh, Ryunoki always has money. So this episode, he doesn't. So something happened that I missed where Ryunoki lost all his money.
That's the episode that gets into gambling problems.
Yeah, I need to see the
gambling
episode.
Hence the Uncut Gems connection.
Yeah, I need to see the gambling episode because I want to find out what the heck happened to Ryunoki because he's a jokester. So I could just see him like telling these jokes to these big mafia bosses like, oh, check it out. I have no money. And then he's just cracking weird jokes.
I don't know, Ryunoki. This seems like a bad bet to me. And then we cut to Ryunoki. I disagree. And he just sort of walks out of the room with his fucking watch. I gotta go pawn this watch now. I'll be right back. But I really want to watch Uncut Gems right now.
And then anyway. Talking about like flaws for different characters, I think another thing that that we see glimpses of. So we see it. I think we see it in the intro, but we see it sometimes in the overview of the town. But I don't know if you noticed, but Bumble Lion's house. To get hit instead of like steps to his doorway, he has one of those tournament placing things where it says 1, 2, and 3, first place, second place, third place, and they're like standing at different heights. Well, his door is attached to the first place, so he is a big egomaniac, so he thinks that he's the best.
Not surprising. He, at the very least, seems to be, at least in the two episodes that we've watched, he seems to be, like, the main character, kind of the show, or, like, the head wuzzle.
Yeah, I think he's, like, the leader of the bunch, for sure. And, I don't know, I like that voice actor a lot. I forget his name, but I think that Bumble Lion has a really good voice, something to that. So it's really cool.
Well, I think we kind of hit all the main themes of the Wuzzles. Again, like, I'd be interested to kind of watch the remaining 11 episodes of this show to see where it started, what issues they tackled, because clearly they're tackling issues in this show. The writers and animators clearly had issues of their own that they were putting into this show that they were dealing with. It'd be interesting to see what other adventures the Wuzzles had.
I'm gonna go to the Chatopedia and chat archives to see, you know, if I can find any interviews from the creators of the show. Like, maybe we can
they probably weren't allowed to talk to the outside world. Just he had them in a bunker, forced them to take drugs and animate like round the clock.
Oh yeah, they're in an animation prison. They just have to animate for the rest of their life.
Exactly. Again, like, this is just the opposite of G.I. Joe. Like, G.I. Joe, those guys all had fun. Like, this is silly, like, stuff. Let's just have fun with it. And these guys were just, like, just driven into a depression, you know what I mean?
I can just see, you know, lives of animators and, like, artists, like, comic book artists and manga artists and all this stuff, it's pretty intense, like, how much they have to do, what their output has to be. I could just imagine.
I can't imagine the deadlines, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I could just imagine this show was, like, this is clearly like a leftover show or whatever. Like I said, or like we suspect, these guys were forced to do that. So they probably were working on like Winnie the Pooh or DuckTales or something like that, like something respectable. And then their bosses are like, you got to do the Wuzzles too.
We want our own Care Bears. We want our own Smurfs.
Make it cute. Make it funny. Make it for kids. And make sure there's a narrator. And you can hear, I think in this episode, the narrator is just like, you just hear the sense of apathy. I'm like, oh man, kind of a bummer. But I could just imagine like parents who had to watch this with their kids back then, like the narrators for them.
I just imagine like the narrator, like in the recording booth, just like between takes, just chugging like a whole fucking bottle of Jack Daniels in between takes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories, I'm sure, that involved around the Wuzzles that we don't know yet, but we'll get them.
You know, I wish that the toys that made us, I wish they had done a segment on the Wuzzles. You know what I mean? The Forgotten Care Bears knockoff. Like, because I really feel like there is a story here. Like, if there needs to make, someone needs to make a fucking, make a documentary about the Wuzzles, because there's something else going on here. Something seedy, something dark that I want to dig into.
We'll have to see as we keep watching more cartoons and we collect more knowledge about the universe of animation. We'll have to see if Wuzzles remains one of the darker entries.
Oh man, honestly, we're so early into our new side hustle here of cartoons, Saturday Morning Apocalypse. It's like I didn't expect it to get so dark so soon.
Yeah, I wanted to throw us in the deep end real quick. That way, ready for everything. So now we're ready to tackle anything. I think after tackling the Wuzzles is the mountaintop of cartoons in terms of watching it, talking about it, thinking about it. What the heck is going on? Like what is the ingredients going on for this show? I think this is the deep end. And so I think we're ready for anything.
It's all uphill from here, or it's all up from here. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll get back to regular programming like Transformers or Thundercats, but I wanted to throw Dave for a loop in the beginning. It's like my present to him.
Your present? My God. Again, was your present like a pistol and a bottle of alcohol?
It's speaking of fucked up plans, I wanted to ask you. So Tycoon is something I thought real quick. Tycoon is really business savvy. And so I'm wondering if he's just so messed up, like in his head, that is part of his plan to make the Wuzzles. He knew they were greedy. He knew they were fishy because they were hanging out outside his house. If it was part of his plan, they were going to kill their own tree, but it just backfired on him. Like that, like he's like, these Wuzzles are so stupid. They'll kill this tree instantly. It's part of his all.
Well, that's
part
what
of
I was
plan.
Thinking. I thought that's kind of what was going on, that he was going to here's a money tree. Here you go. You know what I mean? I thought that's kind of what was going on. It was going to blow up in their faces, but it wasn't. It really seemed like that's the way it was going.
Yeah. I wonder if Tycoon is a nefarious bad guy. We'll see.
Well, no, we won't, because this was the last episode.
Get ready for Wuzzles fan fiction coming to you soon.
Season 2 of Wuzzles coming soon.
Bring it back.
Oh, man. But that's going to do it for this episode of Saturday Morning Apocalypse. I'm sorry if we depressed you, if we got you down. But, you know, you got to deal with these issues, man. Mental illness is a serious problem, and you can't just forget about it, all right? Money doesn't grow on cheese, and mental illness just doesn't go away by just dismissing it. You know what I mean? You gotta face these things, and that's what the Wuzzles teaches us.
Yeah, so if you need help getting through these issues in serious times, you know, the Wuzzles is here for you. It's on YouTube, so you can watch it. I mean, it was on YouTube.
Well, they carried it over to ApocoTube. It's on there.
Oh, ApocoTube. Okay, cool.
Anyway, we'll see you next time, folks. Saturday Morning Apocalypse. We'll be back after these messages.
Oh, hi, guys. Did you make a lot of money?
Nope, but we made a lot of enemies.